now worse than hell on earth. That's how the president of the International Red Cross has described the situation in Gaza. Mirjana Spoljaric said what was happening in the territory surpassed any acceptable legal, moral or humane standard. The ICRC operates the hospital in Rafah, which is the closest medical facility to the aid distribution centre where many Palestinians have been killed in recent days. All those new aid centres are closed today for what their operator, the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, has described as efficiency improvement works. Greg Karlstrom is the Middle East correspondent for The Economist and he joins us on the line. Greg, according to a range of reports, the humanitarian situation inside Gaza isn't improving. What have you been hearing about conditions there?
Well, the same. These distribution hubs, and only a handful of them have been operating in recent days, they're reaching a fraction of the population in Gaza. They've been able to hand out maybe about 1 million meals per day to people over the past 8 or 9 days. There are 2.2 million people in Gaza. So 1 million meals per day, obviously only getting to a small fraction of what is needed. And then what is being distributed in these aid parcels? Families are meant to come every few days. They pick up a box that has, flour, pasta, dried chickpeas, things like that. Often things that still require further cooking, which people struggle to do because they don't have reliable access to clean water or to fuel with which to cook. There are no provisions for medicine or sanitary products or other essentials here. So there is a bit of food being handed out to a small number of people, but it's really not doing much to improve what is a terrible humanitarian situation.
The United Nations and its various agencies, they have repeatedly called for the supply of aid to revert to the old system where the UN was in charge. Are there any suggestions that this could happen?
Not in the short term. I think unless there is a ceasefire agreement, that is not going to happen. The Israeli government has been very, very clear for months now that it doesn't want the UN to have a role in distributing aid. It argues that if the UN is back in charge of a more decentralized system of distributing aid, that Hamas will be able to steal some of that aid or otherwise divert it. So the Israelis have been adamant in refusing to let the UN play a role. I think the only way you change that is with some kind of a deal between the Israelis and Hamas. The talks they were having last week, when it seemed like they might have been getting closer to an agreement, one of the stipulations in that ceasefire agreement was that if there is a truce, immediately Israel will start allowing aid to flow back in and be distributed the way it was before.
In relation to the possibility of a deal, there's been a noticeable change in the tone of what quite a few political leaders have been saying over the past couple of weeks. But there's also been a change in tone in quite a lot of the media coverage. Is there any reason to believe that this will lead to a change in Israeli policy?
I think as long as it is only a change in tone on the part of political leaders and not a change in substance, a change in policy, then no, it's not going to change Israel's view here. You know, we have heard, as you say, this increase in criticism from Western governments, Western media, and a few symbolic actions that governments have taken. The British government, for example, cutting off trade negotiations over a free trade agreement with Israel. But no one has gone further than that. We haven't seen governments, really move to impose arms embargoes, for example, or other sorts of sanctions on Israel. And I think unless they're willing to do that, unless they're willing to really sort of provoke a crisis in their relations with Israel by taking concrete measures, these rhetorical expressions of disapproval are not going to sway the Israeli government.
Greg Karlstrom, thank you very much indeed for talking to us this afternoon.